Random House Audio presents The Secrets of the FBI by Ronald Kessler. Read for you by Michael Bybee. Prologue. It was Christmas Day, just before noon. The turkey was in the oven, and the aroma was beginning to fill the house when Arthur M. Art Cummings, the second, received a call on his BlackBerry. The FBI command center told him to call back on his secure phone. When he did, he learned that a passenger aboard Northwest Airlines Flight 253, which was on its final approach to Detroit from Amsterdam, had tried to detonate explosives as the airliner entered U.S. airspace. As the FBI's Executive Assistant Director for National Security, Cummings, 50, ran both counterterrorism and counterintelligence for the Bureau. He was the official directly responsible for detecting and thwarting terrorist plots and espionage by other countries. Few in the U.S. government knew as many secrets. For Cummings, hunting terrorists was a battle of wits. He was the predator, the terrorists his prey. Had a terrorist eluded him? Could he trust the information he was getting? Had he missed a clue? These were the things that kept him awake at night as he directed the FBI's transformation from an agency that emphasizes prosecutions to one that focuses on prevention of plots before they happen. To ping in on terrorists, Cummings talked daily with Tactical Operations, a super-secret unit of FBI break-in artists who conduct court-authorized burglaries in homes, offices, and embassies to plant hidden microphones and video cameras and snoop into computers. Besides terrorists, the targets may be mafia figures, corrupt members of Congress.